Hello, this is Girish Raja and I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft. In this video, I want to show you a demonstration of how you can integrate the Windows Azure platform and the Dynamics CRM5 platform to provide a rich, compelling, and a scalable business application scenario. So the scenario here is, I'm going to play the role of a customer with this fictitious phone company. And I have a problem with my phone, and I'm going to report the problem to the phone company through its website. In this case, the phone company website is running on Windows Azure, which gives a scalable hosting platform for websites. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign into the website first. In this case, I'm going to sign in using my test credentials here. And what it is doing as I click on the logon button is it's using a custom membership provider in this website that's going to authenticate me against a contact record in my CRM system. Since CRM5 uses federated identity using the Windows Identity Framework, I can authenticate against a contact record using a membership provider like this, or you can use a completely different authentication scheme to authenticate against a contact or even a system user, which provides my end users access to the information wherever they are using the authentication scheme that they prefer. Now I'm going to look at my account section to see what we have here. Now once I'm in the account dashboard, I can see some basic information about my account, things like my mobile phone number, my email address, and my location and everything. But the interesting thing here is that this information is brought to the Windows Azure website from an on-premises behind the firewall CRM system that is running as a virtual machine, for example, in this case, within my laptop. And the way I'm able to pull this information is I'm using the App Fabric Service Bus connector. And what this allows is I can have a public website that can talk to a behind the firewall application through the channel that I have open here using this console application. So this way I can have my cloud extranet applications running out in the internet that can talk to my applications that are behind the firewall, either managed by my IT, or think about scenarios like public sector where you cannot expose your data outside easily, or in an enterprise where opening up a port is really, really tedious. In this case, because of the service bus, I can open up a channel to facilitate this communication between on-premises and cloud applications. Now, not only can I retrieve information through the service bus, but I can also enter information to my CRM system using the service bus. And to show you this, I'm going to go ahead and launch my support area. And it immediately shows me a form where I can enter a new service request. Now, in this case, I have a form with a Bing Maps in Silverlight that gives me a rich and visual experience to point the location where I'm exactly having problems. In this case, since I'm having network coverage issues, I can pick a location on this map. Now, with Bing Maps in Silverlight, it gives me a smooth panning and zooming experience, so I can, you know, zoom all the way I want, and I can, you know, switch to different views like aerial view, and I can zoom in. It gives me this smooth flicker-free experience, and I can say, you know, here's the Staples Center, here's the Los Angeles Convention Center, and I can say, you know, exactly here is where I don't have my service coverage. Then I can enter some metadata information here and go ahead and submit this request. Now what has happened here is this service request is entered into a Windows Azure queue. And Windows Azure queue is really scalable, so I can have hundreds of thousands of records that it can hold. And what I also have here is a worker role in Windows Azure that is going to pop these service cases out of this queue and then one by one send it to my CRM system using the service bus. In this case, the case that I created did not directly go to the CRM system, but we have this worker role sitting in the middle that is facilitating this communication. And you'll see in a minute why this pattern is really scalable and why it offers many advantages instead of sending this information directly to my CRM system. Now let's go ahead and look over in my CRM here. So in this case, this is the CRM5 application, and I did not have any service request previously. So I'm going to quickly refresh, and you can see there's the new service request that we created a minute ago. Now let's go back to the website. When a real outage happens, it's not just one user that is having a problem, but realistically, you will have thousands of users or maybe even millions that have this problem, and they are trying to log on to the website and trying to enter information about the problem. In order to show you such a scenario, we've created an application that we call the Mayhem Generator. And what it's going to do is it's going to create a large number of service requests that I specify. And what I can do as this control loads up is take this service case that I just entered, and I can replicate it as many number of times I want. So in this case, I want to just do 100, but I could do it like 1,000 or a million if I want. And what you'll notice here is that as the service requests are getting generated, they are getting buffered up in the cloud. So you'll notice that the cloud side of the gauge is increasing fast, showing the number of service requests that are getting created in the cloud, but I have introduced an artificial delay for this data to get over into my CRM system. So what's going to happen now is that the worker role is going to slowly start dequeuing this message out of the Windows Azure queue and slowly start entering them over to my CRM system. Now this is a really scalable pattern, because this way I can have my Windows Azure site have all this data come in, but if I don't want to overload my system, I can introduce a delay or break the connection, and that way I'm buffering all of this information, which gives me the elastic capacity and elastic ability to handle customer data, but only at the pace that I need it without overloading my existing on-premises systems. Now there you can see the number of requests in the cloud coming down, and the ones on the CRM side slowly increasing. And if I flip over and look at my CRM screen, you can see that all of the service cases are getting entered into my CRM system here. And naturally, as the queue completely drains out, you'll see all of these service cases appearing in my CRM system. So this is a really a nice pattern here that we have. Now let's switch gears a little bit, and what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play the role of a customer service manager and look at all of this information from the CRM application. So I'm going to go to my workplace area, and I'm going to quickly bring up my dashboard here. And this is a native dashboard that is a feature of CRM5. And what this allows me to do is, without any additional components, I can add multiple visualizations and aggregate them together as a dashboard, which is a really powerful scenario for an end user. So as end user of an application, I can look at various information about my service request. I can look at, how many service requests were created today, or I can look at them up by different categories of service request, and I can also look them up by the tower. Now, the interesting thing here is that we have a mixed type of dashboard. So we have certain service requests that were created today, and that is being represented by a native CRM visualization. This visualization is a new feature in CRM5 that allows me to either, drill into the cases, and I can drill into these maps to say, I want to drill into the service request by request type and plot them as a pie chart. And the graph dynamically updates to show me the information that I need, or I can reset this back to the original layout. What we also have here is a set of Silverlight controls. So this is a native dashboard, but we have three different Silverlight controls that shows me the information about the service requests that are coming in. Now, these Silverlight requests are stored as web resources in the CRM system. So I can have Silverlight controls on this chart as first class components of my solution within my CRM system. So as you can see, I have one tower that has large number of requests. So I'm going to drill in a little deeper to figure out what's going on with this. So let me go to my services area. And again, I have a look at all of my service cases. And what I can also do is, instead of viewing this information at a grid level, I can also bring up the visualizations that we saw a minute ago as charts. So when I open up the charts, You can see that in this case, I'm taking all of these service cases and plotting them against Bing maps. So imagine this for like a contact record or account record, where you have a large number of data items on a grid, but you can immediately view this in a meaningful way in a map, which is again a custom web resource here. But I can also have one of those generic visualizations that I can create right from within the chart designer tool that you see here. Now, as we saw, you know, large number of service cases comes from one tower, which is probably having some issues right now. So I'm going to drill into the towers area. I'm going to open up the tower record that was giving us the problems. And as I open up the tower record, you'll see a couple of interesting things here. Now, towers is obviously a custom entity that I've built here. And as the form for the tower loads up, you can see, you know, here's the latitude and longitude coordinates of the tower. And what I also have here is a list of possible service cases that are associated with this tower. Now, for those people who are familiar with the CRM, I now have a native way where I can embed a subgrid of a different entity within my tower entity. So I can bring up related information in a grid form without doing a lot of iframe tricks or without doing a lot of custom development. What I also have here underneath is I have Bing Maps in Silverlight that is showing me the location of the tower, and I can zoom in to see there's the location of the tower right there, and I have a large number of service records that are very close by to this. So with the click of the tower, I can immediately show the coverage area for this tower. So I can see that obviously there's a large number of information that is happening nearby, and then I can combine them. And what I'm doing right now is, instead of having these hundreds of medium priority requests, I'm going to combine them into one single high priority request. So this way I know that there's definitely a problem with the tower. And what I can do is that I can consolidate these into one single case. So instead of having several hundred cases in my queue, I just have one case with the higher priority. So obviously I have high priority here, and then I hit save on this record. And what it's also doing right now is, since CRM runs Windows Workflow Foundation, especially for CRM 5, we use the WF 4.0. We have the workflow engine that can go fire off several other related activities. So I can either dispatch a service technician to go look at a tower, but what I can also do is I can, you know, consolidate the service request here, and you'll see that, you know, all of the service requests that are nearby are being rolled up under these master service request. Now, the way we were able to do this is, in this case, we used the geospatial queries within SQL Server to calculate all of the nearby service cases from the latitude and longitude location of the tower. Now, not only this workflow can do things like this, but if I go ahead and take a look at my website, you'll notice that the workflow has also fired an alert to my website saying that, you know, a high priority issue is under investigation. So my end users have expectations on what's going on, and this helps prevent even further mayhem of requests. So you're not going to have a lot more people coming and entering this information. All of this is under control, and you have just provided a wonderful experience to a customer even under an outage scenario, because if the website was down because of large number of data, or if you did not provide this information ahead of time, it would be it would not be giving the right set of information that the user needs. So with that, end to end, we looked at a scenario where how you can enter an information through a public website running on Windows Azure, and that information seamlessly flows to an on-premises system behind the scenes using the app Fabric service bus, and how within the CRM 5 you have the rich capabilities to look and visualize all of this information in a meaningful way and take decisive actions on this. And finally, last but not least, you had workflow running behind the scenes to make sure all of the actions that are required to resolve this issue are being put in place. With that, I thank you for watching this demonstration video, and I hope you'll come back to this blog to see more information about this demo. Thanks for joining.